Hello. It is Help Me Tips and Sips time again. One of my favorite times of the day to spend a little time with some of my help meets that are suitable. I always get inboxes when I don't do my tips and sips. I try to take some weekend time to allow the king to reset me because I do mentoring and counseling all through the week. And one of the things the king has asked me to do is take the weekend so that he can pour back into me so that we can spend some time together, because he knows me and I will go from early morning to late night trying to do what God has called me to do. So hello to you all. Let people know it's time to talk help meet. Help meet tips are so amazing because I take my book and it has been lots and lots of fun. Many people have inboxed me and said on YouTube that this is really, really helpful. I want people to remember that being a help meet suitable takes time. It takes adjustment. It takes a shift in our mindset, which means we have to study to show ourselves approved. So listening to a couple broadcasts or maybe reading the book once is just, honestly, it's just not going to do it. It's something we need to review. It's something that we need to ask God to strengthen us. So if you have the workbook, you will notice you'll put answers down, put a date by it. Because if you have your journal or your workbook, I'm telling you, your answers will change as you mature as a helpmeet. So I'm encouraging you to really, really take some time to read your book or study the tips as I give them. So, well, I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. I'm a helpmeet suitable. I'm the author of Help for the Helpmeet and the amazing mentor for the Helpmeet Army. Let me tell you, those are some helpmeets learning spiritual warfare. Those are helpmeets understanding that in order for them to take control of some of the things that are happening in their household, they are learning spiritual warfare in my mentoring group, and I'm so proud of them. So yes, I want to give a shout out to my mentees and those that I work with that are getting more training as to how to be a helpmeet suitable, as well as learning a lot of information on spiritual warfare. Let's get to the tip of the night. I took my pen and I took it out, and so now I gotta find it. But you guys need to know that you are on a special assignment. Yep, that's what I said. Helpmeets are on special assignment. Let me tell you, when you are on special assignment from God, you have to remind yourself that it's a special assignment. You have to remind yourself, you know what? I'm an agent for God. That just came fresh from Holy Spirit. You're an agent. Help me. You're God's secret agent. You have a special assignment. Now, if you're not married yet, you have training to do. If you're already married, let's get it together. If you're in a situation where you're waiting, you know, for God to do something in your marriage, this is the perfect time to really make sure you have your specialized training, because you, help me, are on a special assignment. So what reminded me of that today, it says, before I got too comfortable, because, you know, sometimes we can get a little comfortable. Sometimes we do a little, you know, we get pretty good with something, or our relationship gets a little better, or maybe you're separated and you get a good phone call and you drop and you kind of leave your post. You kind of forget the things that you did in order to make sure that you are on target. I know that happened to me. So in the book I share, before I got too comfortable, a prophet spoke to me. So a prophet spoke to me when my husband and I were separated. And here's what I had to be reminded. He reminded me that I could not stop doing what I was doing, and that I was on a special assignment that God had given me. A special assignment. When you're on special assignment, you've got to know exactly what God has called for you to do. You've got to know and keep your skills up and not get comfortable. Because no matter what's happening in your relationship, you can have a good relationship. Let me tell you, my marriage right now is so satisfying. I feel like it's the best. I know it's the best it's ever been. And I honestly feel like it's getting better and better all the time. But I can't sit still. I can't just assume, oh, great, I'm a helpmeet suitable. My priest, prophet, and king is operating in his gifts. Our marriage is strong. Oh no. You see what I'm doing in the evening? I'm studying my helpmeet tips. I'm making sure I'm asking him, what does he need? I'm asking God to tell me, what does he need? And I'm making sure I stay fit for my special assignment. Because when I see it that way, I realize no wonder the devil is trying to take me off my post. No wonder the enemy is trying to make sure I don't understand my role. No wonder the devil is so mad when I figured this out, when God gave me this revelation. I'm a helpmeet suitable. And a helpmeet suitable is a special agent with a special assignment. Mm. The prophet said, if it was working, you got to keep it going. Our prayers are like an arrows that penetrate the atmosphere. That means helpmeets. When you pray, helpmeets. When you submit, helpmeets. When you decree, when you declare, when you make sure that your king is pleased, when you make sure that you understand what God has called for you to do in this role, it's like an arrow penetrating the atmosphere. Ooh, that was good when I read it today. It was good when I read it today. And don't think that being a helpmeet suitable is only about praying for your king. You need prayer. You need to declare over yourself to make sure, you know what, Yvette? You're on a special assignment. So you cannot drop your training. You cannot drop your weapons. You have to sharpen your weapons. You have to make sure you understand what you're decreeing, what you're declaring. What does God ask for you to do? What does God expect for you to do? Read your words, study your words, study to show yourself approved. This is about penetrating the atmosphere and making sure, guess what? There's a bloodline perimeter all around my home, but I want to keep it there. There's some generational curses I want to cancel out of my household. I want to keep canceling them. I want to make sure I understand I'm a special agent with a special assignment. A special assignment. What does that mean to you? For your king, your special assignment could be different from mine. My husband needs me to understand spiritual warfare. Hello. Because he had a lot of things he needed to be delivered from. Let's just be real. We're very transparent about our struggles in the past. And in order for him to make sure he stays delivered, I've got to stay on my post. And now that he's learning and moving and operating in his gift, I had to shift as a helpmeet. If I'm going to be suitable, I've got to stay suitable. So the prayers that I was praying when he was on the streets, when he was on drugs, They're different than the prayers I'm praying now when he's commanding principalities to come down, when I need to make sure he stays covered, to make sure he stays delivered. I have a different set of prayers because I'm on a different assignment. I'm a sip to that. It's a special assignment, but my special assignment changes. I already like to see that declaration. I'm a helpmeet suitable. I'm a special agent with a special assignment. In order to be suitable, you've got to stay suitable. And that's not one thing. When I do my counseling, a lot of women, they'll tell me, oh, well, I was doing this and I was doing that. And I said, well, now that he's home, if you've been separated, or now that your marriage is much better, or now that you're preparing for marriage differently when you've actually met someone, you've got a shift in your helpmeet special assignment. You can't stay the same. If the king is changing, you've got to change. If the atmosphere is changing, you've got to change. If the spirit realm changes, you've got to change. When you mature and you learn, you've got to change. You need different tools for different seasons. And that's a whole nother tip. That'll be another tip for another day, because the tools that I needed when I was helping my husband get ripped from the hands of the enemy, it's a different set of tools that I need to help continue in his deliverance and help him grow as the apostolic kingdom man he is. Did you hear me declare it? Did you hear me declare it? Oh, yes. I'm going to declare over my king. I'm going to continue to declare. But there's some things that I do differently now that I didn't do before. And there's some things I did before that I don't need to do as often. You got to keep up. You got to keep up. You got to keep up. But you're on a special assignment. So I just wanted to remind you tonight. I just wanted you to remind yourself, I'm a special agent. God is counting on me, and my prayers are penetrating. What I'm doing as a helpmeet penetrates the atmosphere. So make sure you're looking into your journal and your writing. This is the helpmeet tip. I'm on a special assignment. Because when you say that to yourself, you got to remind you, let me think about this. I'm on a special assignment. I don't need to take a whole lot of time off. I don't need to drop my weapons. It's no good to have a shield of faith and have the shield of faith down and on the ground. Raised up. You know what? Today, for the first time, I saw Wonder Woman. I know people are probably going to think, what? She's never seen it. I saw Wonder Woman for the first time and bam, bam, I love it. I'm like, oh, bam, help me suitable, bam, bam. hey, fiery darts coming after me, fiery darts coming after my husband, fiery darts coming after my marriage, bam. Oh no, I'm on special assignment and I've got special weapons. So that's another tip for another day. I'm going to tell you about more of your tips. In fact, this week, we're going to talk about some of your weapons. I'm going to give you some tips about some of the weapons. And then you can think about maybe being a part of my mentee group, because we really study those weapons. Those are the things we're getting ready to start studying. God didn't give you a whole armor for no reason. Hey, he didn't give you a whole armor for you to put it on the shelf, or a whole armor for you just to talk about it. Oh, no, no, no. Don't drop your weapons. Don't get rusty with your weapons. We're gonna make sure we are fine-tuning our weaponry and our tools. Well, that's the tip of the day. Thank you so much for letting Help Meets know I was giving tips and having my sip with you. Help Meet are on a special assignment. And all this week, when I do a tip, I'll be talking about the weapons you need for your special assignment. What weapons are you using for your special assignment? Get your weapons ready, get your tools in place, and accept that you are on a special assignment because you are a special agent for God. Well, thanks for joining me. I'm gonna finish my sipping and then get a little bit more work done, because you know what? Sometimes I got to stay up. Who am I kidding? I'm always up. I do counseling one-on-one, and I've got to prepare for those clients. I teach in the morning. You know, Help Me Suitable are busy. We got things to do, but we're on special assignment, and we can handle it as long as we understand how to use our weapons and know, stay on your post. Thanks for joining me. I appreciate you all. So go to GeraldandYvette.com. Thank you. And make sure that you check out some of the amazing resources we have. We have webinars. We have my book, my workbook, and the journal. And we do have some now. All right. And we've got webinars. Don't forget, for those of you who have not had webinars in the past, we have some replays available for you. If you can't afford the one-on-one counseling, or maybe you don't want to commit to the mentoring, my suggestion is you go on our website and look at the various webinars that have been taught previously. I've done probably 8 or 9 different webinars. It's 3 hours of teaching on particular subjects like getting past trauma, about trusting again after your spouse has caused a situation where maybe you've lost trust, breaking marriage breaking curses, lots of different titles. So I would suggest you go to look at some of the webinars that are on. And yes, I am ready to do a new webinar. And my goal is to have a new webinar before the end of this month. So I'm going to be talking to my husband, and I plan to do a webinar before the end of this month, because I know we have some individuals that have been encouraging me greatly to do more webinars. I'm working on it, but we had to finish our book and make sure the book was released and take care of all of that before doing another webinar because we had a deadline to meet. And now we're working on those, receiving those. We want to keep our word to get our book out. And now I can concentrate on that. And I'm also working on a prayer book. My goodness. But God is a God of order. And we had to make sure we took care of the book first. Book first. Yes, yes, yes. So I will see you all soon.
Your podcast host. We are submitted and strong. Don't let anyone tell you can't be both.